walking. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, comma, which is the word of God. Now, I know the way that 99% of people read this verse, because I used to read it that way for a very, very long time. And I remember I was working in Chick-fil-A, I get a 30-minute break, and I would go, I would eat my food, and I would read my Bible for those 30 minutes out in the dining room, and I was just reading through Ephesians. I wasn't looking for anything. I wasn't trying to search anything. I wasn't trying to prove anything. And I just read this verse, and it like hit me like a lightning bolt that, oh, most people think the sword of the Spirit, I don't know how to explain this, but here, this is how I explained it to my wife. With your thumb, cover the words in the sword of the. And so that all you see is the Spirit. With your thumb, make it so all you can see is the Spirit, comma, which is the Word of God. Do you see how it's the Word of God is the Spirit? It's not talking about the sword. It's talking about the Spirit. I hope that makes sense. And when it says, it's saying the Spirit, comma, which is the Word of God. The object there, that phrase is describing, is the Spirit. And again, it's not the way that 99% of the people read that verse. They think, you know, the sword that the Spirit uses is the Bible. But what it's saying there is, the Bible, which is a sword, is the Spirit. So the Word of God and the Spirit are one.